Good morning and greetings from the Danish Immigrant Museum in Elkhorn. My name is Tova Brandt. I'm the curator of Danish American culture at the museum. And today I wanted to give you a sneak preview of a project we're working on for next year, our major exhibition for 2013, which will be called Danish Modern Design for Living. We're really looking at the furniture and housewares that were designed and made in Denmark in the years after World War II, through the 1950s and 60s. These are some of the streamlined, lovely modern furniture that became internationally known, and the term Danish modern became really a stamp of quality and style that is still popular today. People are still interested in both the pieces made during that period, and a lot of those designs are still in production today, and quite pricey if you're going shopping for your living room furniture. It's a really interesting story because it combines a lot of factors coming together in Denmark and in the United States. After World War II, there were a whole generation of designers in Denmark who were trained with an appreciation of traditional craftsmanship, especially in woodworking and cabinet making. And so they understood kind of how to work with wood and understood how precise and detailed woodworking could be in the creation of furniture. But they were also very aware of artistic movements, of modern art within Europe and the United States, especially the influence of Cubism and the work of Henri Matisse. And so they were interested in taking that more contemporary modern look, that very streamlined, minimalist approach to creating something for our daily lives. They were trying to get away from decoration just for decoration's sake. They were trying to get away from what they saw as kind of the fussiness of the types of furniture that were popular in the 1800s and the early 1900s. But yet they didn't want to go the full way to the more industrial look that other countries were engaged in. The German Bauhaus style used a lot of metal and glass to really celebrate the modern industrial age. And to the Danish designers and to Scandinavian designers in general, that felt too cold. That felt too impersonal. It didn't really honor the natural world or even the human experience. So all of these things came together in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, and you had a lot of extremely talented designers creating furniture and pieces for the home that were brand new, but yet really rested on some long traditions, the traditions of really studying how a person sits in a chair and what dimensions are kind of proven to be comfortable. They did some extensive studies of measurements of furniture and bodies and kind of understanding how deep a seat should be to be comfortable, what angles a leg should be to really provide support and sturdiness, and yet still be as clean as possible, as smooth and curvilinear as possible. So that's a large part of what we're looking at for this exhibition next year. The other part of the story we want to tell is, how did these pieces find a market in the United States? They became very popular in the United States. They were marketed as very high-end, sophisticated pieces of furniture. They would show up in popular culture, for example, in the home of the family on the Dick Van Dyke Show, or in Bewitched. You can see these things in television shows and in movies of the period. Most famously, a chair design by a designer named Hans Wegner. One of his most popular designs he simply called the round chair. But it became so popular that it was now known simply as the chair. It is the most iconic chair of the period. And one of the ways that it was introduced to American audiences was when it was used as the chairs that Kennedy and Nixon sat on in their first televised presidential debate in 1960. So there's some wonderful stories that we're gathering together, and we hope you'll stay tuned for more information about our exhibit of next year, Danish Modern, Design for Living.